The pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Shmos says, "Uvnei Yisrael paru vayishritzu vayirbu vayatzmu bimod maod vatimale haaretz osam." The pasuk then continues, "Vayakom melech chadash," and the gzeros of Mitzrayim ensued. The Medrash asks in Yalkut Shimoni, "What does vatimale haaretz osam mean? What does it include?" Besides Pshuto Shel Mikra, that the Jews exponentially reproduced and filled the earth, the Medrash takes a negative twist on these words and is critical of Bnei Yisrael's behavior. The Medrash says, "Nismalu bote ta'atros ubote kirkasos mehem," that the Jews began frequenting, loosely translated, the theaters and the circuses of the Egyptians, and the Medrash concludes with "Miyad gozru aleim kedei sheyifrushu mehem." The Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately decreed harsh decrees upon them so that the Jews would separate from the Egyptians and from their culture. There is a similar Medrash in Shmos Rabbah, Parsha Aleph Simen Ches, that learns from a pasuk that when Yosef passed away, some of the Jews began avoiding Bris Milah, and they wanted to be like the Mitzrayim, and when they began behaving in that manner, the Medrash says, "Hafach HaKadosh Baruch Hu ha'ahava," HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the love that the Mitzrayim showed the Jews into sinah. "Hafach libam lisno imo," a pasuk in Tehillim Kufhei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the mindset and the way that the Egyptians interacted with the Jews from love to hatred. These and other Midrashim teach us that the reason for the Egyptians' hatred towards us was because we began to behave in manners that made us closer to them, and we wanted to be like the Egyptians. And the Radal in his Pirush on the Medrash explains that this was not a punishment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gezeiros on us, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire that the Mitzrayim hate us so that we would not mingle with them and learn from their despicable ways. The Beis Halevi in his Pirush al HaTorah on these psukim elaborates. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Bnei Yisrael Torah and Mitzvos in part so that they would separate from the Umos HaOlam. He quotes the pasuk, "V'avdil eschem min ha'amim." And when Bnei Yisrael do the opposite and they attempt to get close, chalila, to the Umos HaOlam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu renews that desired separation by being mechadesh a sinna in the mindset of the Umos HaOlam. And all of this is for the benefit of Bnei Yisrael, so that they will not mingle and mix with the Umos HaOlam. And therefore, after Bnei Yisrael started behaving in ways to hide the physical difference between themselves and the Egyptians by not practicing Mila, thereby wanting to get closer to the Egyptians, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechadesh sheisina, belev ha-mitzrayim, towards them for the purpose of separating us from them. And the Beis Halevi says that's what the pasuk means when it says vayakutsu mipnei bnei Yisrael, which literally means that we were disgusting in the eyes of the Egyptians. That means that when an Egyptian saw a Jew walking down the street, it was as if he saw something that was disgusting and repulsed him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu put that level of sinah between us and them so that we would not get close to them. And on the contrary, the more we were separated from the Egyptians, the more they loved us. And the Beis Halevi points out that when we left Mitzrayim at the time of the Geulas Mitzrayim, being the redemption, the Yetzias Mitzrayim, we separated ourselves from the Mitzrayim through the mitzvos of the Karban Pesach and Bris Milah. And then the pasuk says, "V'Hashem nosan eschein ha'om be'enei Mitzrayim." Adarabah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu then made it so that the Mitzrayim actually looked at us favorably, and a love between us and them ensued. He points out, the Beis Halevi, that we see this in our current long galus, Rachmano Litzlan. Each tekufa shows an increase in the sin of the Umos HaOlam towards us, which al pi seichel should be the opposite. Typically, sinna winds down and dissipates over time. But over here it seems to maintain its strength, if not get stronger, because the more Jews attempt to minimize the differences between us and the Umos HaOlam by being Mimait, Kiyum HaTorah VaMitzvos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu increases the Sina, Belev Umos HaOlam, in order to get the desired effect that we separate from them. By the way, as a Maimer HaMuskar, we have to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam that we enjoy religious freedom here in our country, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should continue causing this mindset between those that run our country, our hosts, and ourselves, Bezras Hashem. The Gemara in Maseches Brachos on Daf Samech Aleph Amud Beis tells of the time when the Malchus HaRishah, the Roman Malchus, was Goyzer a Gezerah on Klal Yisrael that they should not be Osek B'Torah. And Pappas ben Yehuda found Rabbi Akiva gathering large groups of Jews and teaching them Torah, publicly apparently. And he said to Rabbi Akiva, aren't you afraid of the Gzeirah of the Malchus? And Rabbi Akiva said, I'll tell you a mushal, to a shul, a fox, that was walking along the riverbank and saw fish that were gathering and swimming from place to place. And the fox asked them, from whom are you running? From whom are you trying to escape? And the fish said, from the rishtos, from the nets that the fishermen are laying down in the water to try to catch us. So the fox said, would you like to come up to the dry land and live with me? And we can live together. And the fish were very perplexed, and they said, you're the one about whom they say you're the pikeach shebechayos, the wisest of the animals. This is a very foolish proposition. If, said the fish, even in the place where we're supposed to live and we're able to physically live, we're afraid that we're going to die because of the fishermen, how much more so would we be fearful of death if we would live on a place where we're not meant to live, we can't physically survive? So too, Rabbi Akiva said to Pappas ben Yehuda that if when we're Osek B'Torah, which the Pasuk describes as Kihi Chayecha V'Yorech Yomecha, it's the source of our lives, then, and we're worried about death there, how can we possibly propose an alternative life without Torah, where we won't have that chiyus that Torah provides for us? The Maharsha, in his Pirush Agados, explains that the fox correlates to the Umos HaOlam, because it's a Chaya Tumea, and the Dagim are Bnei Yisrael that are Nimshalu L'Dagim, they are compared to Dagim, and the Shual saw that the Dagim were gathering from place to place, meaning they were gathering, that B'derech Mashal, they were gathering and studying Torah B'Rabim, and the Shual said to them, from whom are you running? And they said, from the rishtos, from the nets, meaning from the gezeros of shmad that the Roman Malchus constantly places upon us. To which the shul, representing the Umos HaOlam, said, come to the yabasha, meaning come to a place that's void of mayim, void of Torah, and we will live together as one nation, and you won't have to fear from the gezeros anymore, because after all, the Romans are only putting the gezeros upon you because you live differently than us. If you lived like us, we would be one nation, and the gezeros would cease. And the fish responded and said, if where we're supposed to live, we're afraid that we're going to die, if we're mevatel the Torah, which is our chiyus, how much more so will HaKadosh Baruch Hu be gozer gzeros upon us? And it won't help that we live together as one. Adarabba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see to it that we separate by hook or by crook. He will be mechadish further gzeros from the Romans to make sure that we don't mingle and we don't become one. This is an extremely important lesson, which is very apropos to the time of Nisan and Pesach in particular. Some Jews who are rachok min haTorah min haMitzvos feel that if we promote ahava v'achva between us and the Umos HaOlam by being miskarev to them, things will be better. In reality, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, throughout history, has always been ma'or sina between the Umos HaOlam and us when we try to be miskarev with them. And that's why Chazal were Gezer Gzeros, Pasakum, Bishulakum, Cholavakum, all of these things to separate us from having Machol Mishta with the Goyim, and so on and so forth. But if we live the way we're supposed to, Ali Dekiyum HaTorah HaMitzvos, there is a natural love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu places in between us and the Umos HaOlam, and we live peacefully and we live in harmony with them, which is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really desires, that through being different and while being different, we live with peace and harmony with those around us. According to some, this was the difference of opinion between Mordechai and the Chachamim of his generation regarding the Seuda of Ahasuerus. Others felt that they should attend the Seuda of Ahasuerus and be misgarv to the Malchus, because by avoiding the Seuda, they'll be upset at us, and they'll be geyser gzeros. And Mordechai said the opposite. Mordechai said, it's not appropriate to attend the Seuda, that's not how we're miskarev to the Omos HaOlam, by eating and drinking with them. We're miskarev to the Omos HaOlam by maintaining loyalty to our Mesorah, to our Torah and our mitzvos. And if we don't go to the Seuda, there will be no gzeros upon us. And sure enough, they were nene from the Seuda of Ahasuerus. And as Chazal say, that was the beginning of the gzeros, that ultimately led to gzeros haman for kiloyun against Klal Yisrael Rachmano Litzlan. Ultimately, Chazal tell us, we left Mitzrayim not only b'schus the two mitzvahs that we mentioned before, b'shas the geula of Dam Pesach and Dam Mila, but also because, to a large extent, we were separate from the Mitzrayim. Lo shinu es lashonam, es malbusham, es shmosam, v'chadome. May we be zoche to continue to remain loyal to our heritage, to our rich Mesorah, to the Ribbono Shel Olam and his Torah and his mitzvos, and b'schus that we will live in peace and harmony, bein brios hanefesh u'brios haguf, and we'll be zoche bezrus Hashem to the geula, b'mheira b'yomeinu, amen. Afrei lechem Pesach to all.